Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, author of The Detective Inspector Andy Horton Solent Murder Mysteries. The Luckham Bay Murders is number 15 in the D.I. Andy Horton series, and in this one, Andy finds out the truth behind his mother's disappearance over 30 years ago. Now, I'm obviously not going to tell you because I wouldn't want to spoil it for those of you who wish to read it. A man's body is found in a log cabin in an isolated bay on the Isle of Wight. He has no ID on him. Nobody knows who he is, except Andy Horton. When it's revealed that the fingerprints of the dead man match the fingerprints on a card that Andy was given by a man he met on Lord Ames' private beach on the Isle of Wight during the boathouse murder investigation. The man said he was called Wyndham Thomas, but Andy knows nothing more about him. He goes across to the Isle of Wight to make an identification of this man that has been found in the log cabin, but when he gets to the mortuary, he's surprised to find it's a completely different man. He visits the log cabin and the area around it, and above the log cabin, which is in a landslip area, he finds a neglected, slightly derelict old house. It's when he's returning from there down to the log cabin that he slips in a landslip, a sudden landslip, and uncovers the skeletal remains of a man. Now, that man is clearly been murdered. So Andy now has a murdered man and an unidentified man. How do these lead him to the truth about his mother's disappearance, Jennifer Horton, 30 years ago? Well, I'll leave you to find out. The Luckham Bay Murders, number 15 in the Detective Inspector Andy Horton Solent Murder Mystery Series. I hope you enjoy reading it.